get on how I came up with the name Josh Earl. So I wanted to use this second episode of the breakdown to, break down how I came up with the name Josh Earl. At one time, I was studying numerology real tough, and one day, while reading this book, I ran across a paragraph that said, if your name contains letters that coincide with your birth number, then it will make your name more powerful and give it more meaning. Since I was born on June 1st, my birth number is a 1. The letters that correlate with the number 1 are A, J, and S. And at the time, being Damien Huckabee, you know, my middle name, I didn't have really a J or S in my name. So I needed to come up with something that correlated with these letters, because I wanted to test it out to see if it would truly give that name more meaning. And also, I wanted a name that lined up with my principles and my purpose. And as I was thinking about this, I remembered scripture in the Old Testament, where God said to call him by his name, Yah, Y-A-H. But I remember also when I used to study with a buddy of mine who was a Rastafari, they used the version of Yah as Jah, J-A-H. And so when you hear the words Kumbaya, which ends with Y-A-H, that means God arise and come, and Hallelujah, J-A-H, ends with a J-A-H, means praise God. And this just shows the derivative of how the Y and the J are interchangeable when it's associated with the name of God. And I like Jah. I always liked that name, Jah. And so as I thought about it more, I wanted to emulate the love and compassion God showed me towards others. So soul came to my mind. And thus, Jah soul was manifested, which translates God's soul. So that's saying everywhere I went, that's what I would carry with me, God's soul. So Jah soul stuck. But as time passed, I was vibing with my young fellow kings, Kareem the Dream and TK. Shout out to my two brothers. And their nicknames, Kareem the Dream with a J and Big Drip with a J, which are both acronyms. Dream being just realizing everybody ain't me, and Drip being just realizing I'm pressure. And I was joking one day that, hey, I was Jah with a J, and so I needed an acronym too. Then one day as I was sitting around, it hit me, and this acronym came to me for Jah soul. Just a happy soul operating under love. And when I was telling one of my little brothers this, when he repeated it back to me, instead of saying just a happy soul, he said just another happy soul operating under love. He changed the A to another. And as I thought about it, I kind of liked it, because if I was just another happy soul operating under love, that meant that I was just one of many happy souls. And see, the thing is, once we make our way back to our original minds, we will truly become Jah soul. And that right there defines my purpose perfectly, to encourage all of us to be just another happy soul operating under love. So with that, the only question that remains is, will you also become Jah soul?